Top 10 Pickleball Mistakes and How to Fix Them by PickleballControl.com. In recent years, pickleball has taken the country by storm. This quirky paddle game that combines elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong has woven its spell around folks of all ages, and I can understand why. You see, pickleball offers a fun, addictive blend of movement, hand-eye coordination, and outright competition. The eloquent design of pickleball draws everyone to give the game a go. A pessimist might say the court is so small that anyone can play pickleball. For the sake of clarity, they would be correct, but glass-half-full types see it differently. A group of able-bodied peers can easily enjoy the challenge of a good game of pickleball. The problem is, as with any game, players' performance, and game quality can be miserable when players fail to develop the proper skill set. Please note that your ability and credentials as a beginner do not matter. In fact, expect your skill level to increase as you play the game. But it takes time. Common pickleball mistakes. 1. Poor footwork. Poor footwork is a huge problem for pickleball. It can lead to obvious problems like missing shots, but also not being in the right place at the right time can result in a lower shot quality and a slower response time to opponents. Incorporate exercises such as these below to improve footwork and agility. Ladder exercises, cone sprints, shadowing movements. 2. Hanging back at the baseline. Some players like to stay at the baseline and refuse to move forward into the non-volley zone. Yes, this is a safe and cautious place to stand, but it means you won't make it in time to reach volleys and slam the ball back into the opponent's faces. Standing too far off at the non-volley zone also means the ball will be on its way down by the time you make a return shot, giving the opponents the edge. Learn and drill forward and backward movement from the NVZ into the midcourt. 3. Improper grip. Experiment with different grips. Use a continental grip to deliver better serves and volleys. Use an eastern grip to deliver more consistent ground strokes. Practice grip twisting and quickly changing grips between shots to throw the opponent off balance. Know how to twist and shuffle your hands to change the spin and angle of the ball. Gain that harder to understand and return shot. 4. Ignoring the non-volley zone. Execute your volleys at the non-volley zone. The non-volley zone is where the magic happens. You should do half of your all-important volleys in pickleball there, and you will want to ready at that zone to most effectively make your volleys. Drill non-volley zone movement work there and be careful not to violate any rules like stepping into it while volleying. 5. Attacking at the wrong time. Overzealous offense often backfires, especially when players try to smash balls without proper setup. Instead of going for flashy winners early, learn to build the point. Use soft shots, like dinks and drops, to force errors and open up attack opportunities. Timing is everything. Strike when you're in control, not when you're rushed. 6. Skipping shot sequences. Many players overlook strategic shot progression. The third shot drop, fifth shot setup, and dink exchanges are essential for transitioning from defense to offense. Without them, rallies become chaotic and error-prone. Practice purposeful shot sequencing to keep the game flowing and gain control of pace and placement. 7. Rule confusion. Being unclear on rules like NVZ violations or serve faults can sabotage your game with unnecessary penalties. Study official pickleball rules and reinforce learning with drills and real-time feedback. Playing in structured environments like clinics or round robins helps build rule familiarity under pressure. 8. Overthinking or playing robotic. When play becomes too mechanical or self-critical, instincts suffer. You may hesitate, miss chances, or lose the joy of the game. Build routines to warm up mentally and physically before playing. Take mindful breaks between points and train in ways that encourage creativity and spontaneity. 9. Practicing without purpose. Hitting balls with no specific goal doesn't translate into smarter play. Good practice should focus on one area: footwork, serve placement, grip changes so you can measure improvement. Set mini goals for each session, track progress, and vary drills to stay motivated and intentional. 10. Confidence crashes. Confidence can sink when errors pile up or progress feels slow. Growth takes time and setbacks are part of the journey. Track your wins, no matter how small. Play with encouraging partners and step on the court when you're rested and focused. Confidence builds through experience and reflection, not perfection. Wrapping it up, play smarter, not harder. More than just a paddle sport, pickleball is a community-centered game. It's a workout and a workout for the mind. It's a friendly yet strategic competition. But if you truly want to savor the game and see your skill level climb, you must identify common errors and rectify them sooner rather than later. If you make them, we promise to help you work through them. Why not be a game changer? Whether you're new to the sport or in its elite tier, these tips will help you work in a more confident way, build great energy and connections with fellow players, and keep the love flowing in every bounce, volley, and rally on the court. So unpack your potential, pick up that paddle, and keep the learning momentum going.